Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. We are continuing in our topic, the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is very important to focus on what the Word of God tells us in the gospel. I love it. It is so deep, and we need to rely on God, the Holy Spirit, to illuminate our mind, to help us understand deep spiritual truth. And we read in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 16, "For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and will judge all people according to their deeds." We as Christians have been accused by Muslims that we don't care about doing good works. This is not true. Muslim teachers say we depend on the grace of God, we depend on Jesus, we don't care about performing good works. This is totally not true. We are commanded to do good works and good deeds. And as a matter of fact, there is no genuine born-again believer and follower of Christ who does not do good works. Muslims are proud that they pray five times a day, but for us Christians, actually, we are commanded to pray without ceasing all the time. I was talking to my wife a couple of days ago, and she told me that she feels so sorry for Muslims who repeat the same prayer so many times every day. For us as Christians, it's different. For us, everything we feel or we think about, we take it to God through prayer. We surrender our lives, our emotions, our thoughts, our will, everything to God 7 days a week, 24 hours every day. Why? Because this is our life. God is our life. We wake up in the morning and we want to obey Jesus' commandment, the greatest commandment. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. I wasn't planning on talking about that, but this is important for our Muslim friends to know. The Bible teaches that the Son of God, by coming in the likeness of man, has revealed God to men and has brought men face to face with God. And he will return to judge the earth. Jesus himself declares, "The Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." Very important to ask God to reveal to you the truth about who Jesus is. Muhammad said, "Surely Jesus, the Son of Mary, will soon descend among you and will judge mankind justly as a just ruler." Okay. Don't you agree with me that the power to judge the world implies ability to search people's hearts and minds and understand the motives behind what they say and do? This means that Jesus is divine being and proves his equality to God the Father. My friend, the truth is God appointed Jesus to be the judge of all people. Of course, we know that God is the judge. Yes,
God will judge all people, yes, at the last day, by Jesus, his son. Also notice that God, our Heavenly Father, desires to honor Jesus who came from him. You see, Jesus is united to God in one spirit throughout eternity and eternally have the same divine nature as God. Yet Jesus chose to take upon himself the form of a servant and became a man and suffered greatly to reveal God's love, God's nature and character to you and me. Jesus was despised by many during his life on earth because this was his function, his role, to come and suffer for us, to endure the punishment that we should have paid. But the gospel revealed very clearly that there is one God eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we'll talk about that more. However, for right now, it's important to know that by agreement, the exercise of God's judgment, which equally belong to God the Father and Jesus the Son, is given to Jesus. And God's will is that Jesus be honored from all people, and people will know that Jesus is God, who took an additional nature, human nature, and came to our earth. And of course, Jesus came, subjected himself to God's authority and God's will, and worked in harmony with God. If you deny Jesus' divinity and that he is one in nature and essence with God, our Heavenly Father, and you deny that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins to save you, then you are not honoring Jesus. If you don't honor Jesus, then you are not honoring God, our Heavenly Father, who sent him. Okay. Because God sent Jesus and they are the same in nature, power, and will. So now it's important to pray that God will reveal to you this deep spiritual truth. Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit acts together in harmony to save people. This is very clear throughout the gospel. Save us from eternal separation from God and from punishment. Jesus said clearly, anyone who welcomes me, welcome the one who sent me. You read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. If Jesus the Son should be honored even as God the Father is honored, then Jesus must be God. Because to worship any creature is idolatry. Jesus Christ is to be honored even as the Father is honored. Therefore, Christ is not a creature. If you refuse to honor Jesus and obey him and believe in him as your only Savior, you will be disobeying God. If you reject Jesus' sacrifice for you, you will be rejecting what God has done for you. We read in the gospel that Jesus, the Son, radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. Gospel according to Hebrews. Chapter 1, Jesus the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. My friend, Jesus perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. Okay, now you have to make a decision. And I want to help you as much as I can, but you need to hear God speaking to you. God telling you, I love you. I came to you to rescue you. I sacrificed my life for you. Of course, only Jesus, physical human nature, died, but Jesus' divine nature never died. We believe, as the Bible reveals, God is the Father who sent Jesus, and he is the Holy Spirit. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, GladNewsMinistry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at GladNewsMinistry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
I want to start with the words of Jesus, which His disciple John recorded in chapter 5. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." My precious audience, the most important thing I would like you to focus on is the word of God in the gospel, much more important than my comments. Jesus continued to say, "Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." I love it. "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man." My friend, please say a prayer that God will help you understand the words of Jesus. Only the Spirit of God can illuminate our minds to understand spiritual truth revealed by Jesus. And of course, it's important here to mention, we believe in one God. We as Christians know, believe God is a spirit according to the gospel, and God is one God, eternally exists as three distinct persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is one in essence and three in persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are distinct persons. Each person is fully God. There is only one God. So these are three spiritual truths revealed in the gospel. Jesus is called the Son of God because Jesus is the only human being that did not have an earthly father. His mother Mary conceived as a virgin. Jesus was conceived through the Holy Spirit. Interestingly, the Quran acknowledges and agrees with this biblical truth, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. The one true living God has life in himself. That is what the verse we just read declared. Because God is the fountain of life and the author of life to all living creatures, God has life in himself. This life flows from God to all created beings. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons in one Godhead. The unity between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each of the three personalities of the Godhead is eternal and equal in essence. Though they may assume individual roles in their respective work, which may involve subordination, And the gospel reveals the roles of the persons of the Trinity. Jesus is the eternal Son of God, took an additional nature, a human nature, and entered physically into our world and became one of us. Hallelujah! God did not remain hidden completely from us, but Jesus revealed and manifested God's love for us and sacrificed himself for our salvation. However, Jesus did not come to our earth to be a king, but he humbled himself and came to do God's will on earth. While Jesus Christ lived on earth, Jesus' glory remained veiled to most people. He used his divine power only according to the will of God, the Father. He did not use his supernatural powers to alleviate his own suffering or for any personal gain. During his life on earth, Jesus the Son was subordinate to God the Father, while at the same time have the same divine nature. As we read the words of Jesus recorded by his disciple John in chapter 5, Jesus said, "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man." God the Father gave Jesus his Son his same life and nature, which he has by means of begetting. The gospel declares that Jesus the Son has life in himself, essentially as the Father has, being equally the living God, the fountain of life. I want to give you an example. We read in the gospel, 1 John chapter 5, and this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Very clear. Eternal life itself, God has put in Jesus' hands, and Jesus does give eternal life to all who believe in him and follow him. Because sin separates us from God and prevents us from having eternal life in God's presence, Jesus paid the penalty for our sins when he came to earth, and when you repent of your sins and believe in Jesus, the eternal living Spirit of Christ will live within you and give you eternal life in God's presence. Hallelujah! I know I have eternal life with God. The giving of life to others can only be by one who has in himself an original source of life. We read in the gospel that Jesus declared that he has the power to raise those who are dead in sin and give them spiritual life, also to raise the dead in their grave. Remember, we just read Jesus' words in the gospel. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. Jesus is the only person who has the authority of imparting life to those who are dead in their graves and to those who are dead in their sins. No man or even a prophet ever has such power in themselves. Prophets performed miracles in the name of God and in the name of Jesus Christ, but Jesus performed many miracles by his own name and authority and power. Jesus just spoke and it was done. Hallelujah! We read in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Mark, chapter 5, that Jesus raised a dead girl to life by saying, "Little girl, get up." She was up and walking around. Jesus gave her life after she was dead. Now, it is important to mention that Muhammad said, "I am but a man like yourself," Surah 18. Also, the Quran in Surah 72 addresses Muhammad. "Say, Muhammad, it is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to right conduct." Muhammad cannot save you, cannot give you spiritual life, and cannot give you eternal life. I want you to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from all your heart. Dear God, thank you for your passionate love toward me. Thank you for coming to earth through the person of Jesus Christ and suffering, sacrificing of yourself so you can enable me to have eternal life in your presence. God, today I repent of my sins. I don't want to live disobeying you anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore. God, I repent and I put my faith in Jesus that he paid the penalty for everything I done wrong. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Contact me. I want to send you free materials, and I want to encourage you. Rest of my audience, pray that God will use us in a powerful way to communicate Jesus effectively to multitudes of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. Contact me if I can serve you in any way. Remember, we are one family, one team, serving our Heavenly Father together. No matter, it doesn't matter your Christian background, we're still the body of Christ and we are the family of God. So call me, contact me if I can be of any help to you. I am here to serve you. God's peace with you. Salam.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.